This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
1 in 20 tap water tests in Chicago found amounts of lead at or above federal limits. That's according to new data and an analysis by The Guardian, which looked at water tests done for thousands of Chicago residents between 2016 and last year. This year, Illinois State Senator Ram Velivalam introduced a bill that would require inspections for lead paint and piping in all residences built before 1978. He joined me to talk about the issue, and I asked for his reaction to the new Guardian analysis.
Well, it's scary and unacceptable. We know that the drastic effects of high lead levels, especially in youth, can lead to global developmental delays. And that's just not right. It's not acceptable. And we need to rectify this situation ASAP.
So you're one of the many Chicagoans who have tested their water in recent years. I guess tell us about what you discovered with your own family.
Well, there are multiple ways that folks can have heightened lead levels. Obviously, the most commonly discussed way is through the lead service lines that currently exist. And in addition to that, with houses or homes that are built before 1978, they also have situations where there's lead paint. And so my family, I have a son that's now 4 years old and another one that's now 1 year old, we experienced that. We have bought our home in North Mayfair and it had lead paint. We also have a lead service line. In addition, we also have been using spices in our cooking that unfortunately had high lead content as well.
So how specifically were you able to address the problem once you knew about the lead levels?
We found out that our son had an incredibly high lead level. And after we found that out, the steps that we took, one was to spend approximately $4,000 to $5,000 to replace, and deal with the lead paint situation in our home. Two, we immediately switched exclusively to nursery water and made sure we had filters. And then three, we were able to give our son a iron supplement that continued to work to lower his lead level.
WTTW recently reported that less than 0.5% of the roughly 400,000 lead service lines in the city have been replaced in 2 years. How do you feel about the city of Chicago's progress in replacing those lead service lines?
We are not where we need to be. And it's the city of Chicago, it's the state of Illinois, all of our different government entities, and I put myself in that category, need to step up, and we need to enact policy and the funding that goes along with it to tackle this problem. When this happened to us, it was heartbreaking, it was drastic, and it changed our lives. But I immediately, as an elected official, thought about the family that maybe doesn't have the access to resources to get their home tested, to do the work to get rid of the lead paint, to continually pay for nursery water, and to continually have the healthcare access to get tested and get their youth tested and so forth. So at the end of the day, we have a lot of the data. We need more. We know how to solve this problem. We just need to step up and put the funding behind it to get it done.
I've been speaking with State Senator Ram Velivalam, a Democrat from Illinois. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is WBEZ.